Danny Stockham. Today's topic is wins and losses. This is Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. Today's topic is wins and losses. Let's be clear. I chose this topic before yesterday and decided to stick with it after yesterday happened. Wins and losses. Essentially, this is how we divide everything. We teach our children about winning and losing early. There was a time when the simplest version of life was either you win or you lose. Remember the saying, you're either first or you're last? Second place was not the runner-up. Second was last. At some point, conventional wisdom made room for the participation award. This expanded our consciousness so that we could allow for degrees of winning and losing. In life, there are a handful of absolutes. Absolute winning is one such example. If we apply this idea to the sports arena, of course, we are all involved in cheering for the win. We have memories around our most extraordinary wins. We gloss over the losses unless we tell of avenging the loss with a spectacular win. My daughters played sports in varying degrees. I spoke about how I'm not naturally competitive. Remember, I want you to win. Well, I'm married to a supremely competitive man, so you probably don't need me to paint you a picture of how that manifested when my girls competed. But since this is radio, I will paint a picture with words. My husband enjoyed terrific personal success on the sports fields. He pushed himself in order to compete at the highest levels afforded to him, despite his vertical challenges. He thrived under pressure. His toughest critics were his fuel. The most unceremonious dismissals from competitors or coaches drove him to regaled heights. He was only unrealistic about his chances for professional success in sports until he found a replacement. There was no giving up, not ever. When the sports future eluded him, he transferred the drive to building a business. To this day, he compares his success to the foundations of sport. He built a team of competitive winners, striving together toward success. His undeterred spirit is the cornerstone of his current success. We have daughters, not sons. We have athletes, but not that same single-minded determination that their father has. My girls' natural abilities tricked them into a passive reliance on expected success. No one cheered harder for their victories than I did, but I also graciously accepted the losses. I'm a Libra. I like balance. My husband wanted our girls to want to avenge losses. They never got that. I spent hours praying thanks to the God that gave this man daughters. Could you even imagine sons? Wow. Today, both of my daughters use parts of their sports experiences as building blocks to their personal successes. Playing on a team taught timeliness. Playing on a winning team helped them stand confidently in the face of professional challenges. I think both of my girls are good employees. Maybe sports helped this, and maybe it was just the great example of having two hardworking parents. No matter. My girls are winners. Just ask them. So, in that same vein of just ask them, I'm going to play a song. It's called Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's by Tammy Terrell and Martin Gay. And you definitely can't go wrong with a Martin Gay song.
Just got gotta keep going. Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause oh, baby,
that was a good one. I do love Marvin Gaye. And I don't know who Tammy Terrell is, but her voice is beautiful. Okay, so we talked about winning. Now, how do we face losing? Is that where the real character is built? What about the generation of participation award winners? Can they handle loss? Possibly we taught them that there's an expectation that just showing up is good enough, that you can participate your way from the classroom to the boardroom. Well, here's a newsflash. You can't do that. I worry about this good enough mentality the same way I worry about expectations that are too high. What's the most natural way to teach winning with intention and losing with grace? Don't ask me. I don't know. What I do know is that you cannot win them all. For example, our Creator has demonstrated this in every possible way. He will give you beauty and talent, but it'll also allow you to have crippling anxiety. He may give you athletic prowess, but he allows you to be so prideful that no one wants you on their team. That's the yin of the and yang that is really true life. There's only one truth. There are no alternate truths. Two things can be true at the same time, but rarely are they opposing truths. Lies are lies. Whether they are white, by omission, or the burning hot intentional lies that upend the natural balance and order. Winning has no degrees either. Losing can be small or complete. Not every loss cripples you, but every lie chips away at your soul. Is winning equal to truth and losing equal to lies? Well, in politics, these are enormous challenges. Politics is all about degrees of truth and lies, degrees of winning or losing. And it's no wonder people hate politics. I'm going to do a little public service announcement right now, and then I have a song to play about what we must feel like right now in the shadow of Tuesday's election. Join your host, David Rosen, every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. for Ordinary Miracles Radio. David is a 40-year veteran of the stage and studio, having recorded and toured worldwide with many Bay Area icons. He's also a songwriter and producer, and his show is an anything goes mix from back catalog of well-known and rare music, original music and live studio performances, interviews with cool people, discussions of important local and global issues, explorations of spirituality and meditation, and all stops in between. Be sure to tune in Sundays from 2 to 4 right here on KOWS Community Radio. KOWS LP in Occidental, 92.5 FM in Sonoma County, or streaming on the web at kowsfm.com, where we are always available. Our first underwriter today is Many Rivers Books and Tea. Many Rivers specializes in tools for spiritual practice, including books, candles, and sacred art. They also carry fine loose-leaf teas and teaware and host spiritual talks and classes. They are located at 130 South Main Street, Suite 101 in Sebastopol, and they can be found online at manyriversbooks.com or reached by phone at 707-829-8871. We always thank our sponsors and our underwriters because this is community radio, and without them, we'd have a hard time being on the air. If you'd like to be one of our sponsors, you can find us on the web at kowsfm.com and take a look under sponsorship opportunities. Okay, the song I'm going to play right now is by Queen and David Bowie. It's called Under Pressure. If I can get to my playlist, I can play it for you. No, you want this yummy, yummy all in your...
Slashed and torn.
Why? pressure.
I do like that song a lot. I have a lot of relatives in Southern Ohio, and they call that song Under Pressure, the way they pronounce pressure. I love the finger snapping at the end. I no longer can snap my fingers because of my rheumatoid arthritis, but I do love the sound of a good finger snap. Okay, back to sports. On Saturday and Sunday, we see teams battle. The winner is the winner, period. Whether you win by 1 point or 50 points, it's not a degree of winning. It goes in the win column. Excuses are made about the losses. Terrible refs, catastrophic injury to the best player, but on the scorecard, it's still a loss. I once had a youth soccer coach tell me after a tough loss that ended with PKs that, quote, soccer is the only sport where you can play better than the other team and still lose, unquote. I think about that a lot. You can't deny the loss and you can't contest the win. So why is politics different? Have we skewed reality? Are we bending results to our will or whim? What does that teach our children? Will your daughter play on the losing team and go around saying she actually won? Wouldn't we discourage that? Wouldn't her peers laugh at her, or worse? What is our standard if we keep moving the goalposts? Again, don't ask me. I struggle with incremental honesty from our elected officials. I know politics is a dirty business. I know that what you need to sacrifice to be in the political arena feels so enormous that overpromising when you are positive that you'll be under-delivering almost happens by rote. All of us would like to think that we have more integrity or that we would be honest if we were in our lawmakers' shoes, but we aren't in their shoes, so we can't really say. Personally, I was very sad after the election day. I wasn't so much surprised as I was disappointed. I had a low thrum in my chest all day that maybe America wasn't ready. Maybe the patriarchy damn sure wasn't going to let a woman win. But I vacillated between believing we could do it and knowing we wouldn't. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz lost. Our 45th president will now be our 47th. That wasn't my desired outcome, but I accept the loss. Someone told me that there would be unbridled chaos no matter who lost. The pride I feel at my party's poise actually chokes me up. We already saw what the other side does when they lose. I want to always set a good example for my girls. I want them to witness my dedication to stand in my beliefs, but also see my stoicism in defeat. It's said that you should stand still so your daughters can see how far they have come. It's not the end. It's just new. On Wednesday morning, I woke up to some text messages from friends and some inspirational quotes that were shared with me. And I'm going to read one of them because I just thought it was so important about how we go forward. Every day, tell yourself this. Keep your heart kind, no matter how dark the world goes. You own only yourself. You can only control your actions. Keep your heart beautiful. The world needs this. And the person that wrote that was, let's see, I want to pronounce her name correctly. Najwa Zebian. Okay, so that's a good one. That's one of the quotes that was sent to me, and I really like that one. Then I have another one. And it says, I miss being regular sad about the world and not like catastrophically worried and miserably horrified. That's a little darker, and I prefer to think about the things that I can control. And what I can control is my reactions and my own heart. So I'm going to keep that positive. And even though I feel like I was let down, I still believe in humanity. And I want to keep that belief as a guiding light instead of a dim reminder. So I've got two real inspirational grab you by the heartstring songs I'm going to play. The first one is You Say by Lauren Daigle.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and once again, just who I am, because I need to know.
drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say
played you two beautiful songs. The second one was The Rose by Bette Midler. And just so you know, I'm not crying. You're crying. Okay, there's a little something here that I'm going to read that was left behind for me. It is a tribute that's happening. It's called Hope for Harry, a heartfelt music tribute for Harry Gale. He's a musician, songwriter, producer, and recording engineer. It's a benefit concert and silent auction. It's at the Sebastopol Community Center on Sunday, November 17th from 1 to 5 with a bunch of singing people, performances. Spike Sykes and his awesome Hotcakes, Volker Streifler Band, The Pulsators, Thugs, Danny Sorrentino, Sebastian St. James, Bohemian Highway, Solid Air, Randall Sakiria, Gaylene and Jay Elliott Duo, Squid B. Vicious, Buzzy Martin, and Corton Disaster. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com for $25. There's also a GoFundMe for Harry. Hope for Harry. This is KOWS FM 94.5 and streaming at kowsfm.com. You're listening to Level Up, and I'm your host, Danny Stockham. Let's see, how are we doing on time? I want to do another reading from my favorite book, which is called Be Here Now. I've been doing a reading every episode I want to say that I sympathize and empathize with the desire to want to find retreat post-election. The first reading that I'm going to do is called Retreat. And here it is. Retreating is essential for each one of us in our busy world. Taking time away from our day-to-day lives and realities, whether it be for just a few hours, days, or even weeks, and retreating into nature, at best with very limited connection to the outside world, offers us a true reprieve. We must regularly retreat to reconnect with ourselves, reclaim control of our state of being, and reclaim our serenity. We inherently know that disconnecting is part of reconnecting, and that taking time to quiet the noise of busy places, busy agendas, and busy minds is balm for our spirits. As such, let us feel encouraged to seek out and frequent quiet, peaceful places in which we can simply be with ourselves. We may initially find that we have brought a lot of noise with us, and settling down might feel impossible. Alas, we must simply continue to be with ourselves. We must exercise loving self-discipline, firmly resisting the urge to plug back in to a constant stream of distractions, distancing us from ourselves, nature, and life in the present moment. We soon notice that the constant stream of distractions that can all too often eclipse our realities is as all-pervasive as we make it and allow it to be. Quietude is rich, therapeutic, and profound. Within simplicity and peace, the beauty of what matters most in life expands, crowding out the clutter of less consequential things. We find our perspective balancing and our priorities shifting in favor of our truest wellness, our inner peace. So that was a reading called Retreat. As we get to the end of the show, I just want to talk a little bit about what going forward looks like for all of us. There are going to be days when we feel helpless and we feel like losers. We feel like no matter what we do, which way we turn, who we trust, how hard we play, how much we practice, we're just not going to be winners. For those days, I want to offer you some encouragement. Breathe deeply. Talk to your friends. Take a walk. Stand in the grass. Anxiety is real, and it can be debilitating. I've witnessed this in my own daughter, and it can feel so helpless. I have many tools that I use to help calm myself down in these times when things just seem too tough. And I cannot express to you how grateful I am to my friend Trish for giving me this book that has all of these beautiful readings in it. The book is called Be Here Now, Finding Peace and Joy in the Present Moment. And I'm going to read another entry from this book. And hopefully we can listen to the words and take it to heart. It's called Be the Change. We can expend a tremendous amount of our vital energy trying to make sense of senselessness on Earth. While our precious personal energy has profound and potent purpose in creativity and love, we can inadvertently find ourselves in low-frequency thinking, stuck in the very energies that created the problems we seek to reconcile in our hearts and minds. To preserve our vital energy and put it to best work, we must think and aim higher. We must suspend our disbelief, transcend our mental clutter, and realign ourselves fervently and actively with peace and joy. Our collective well-being as one humanity must shape our vision alongside our faith in prevailing goodness and in miracles of all kinds. Living slowly, simply, gently, and kindly, with integrity and with a genuine desire to contribute to a greater good, nourishes, anchors, and connects us all. Albert Einstein is credited with the assertion that we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Indeed, many problems we face in today's world derive from fear, acquisitiveness at the expense of others, spiritual poverty, and a sense of separateness that undermines our shared humanity. We must instead think and lead with truly united, empowered, and compassionate hearts and minds. In this way, we may tap into a wellspring of renewable, positive energy, love, and become the change we wish to see in our world. Let's all try to be the change we wish to see in the world. Tomorrow, I'm going to fly to Costa Rica with five of my elementary school friends. It's going to be a wonderful vacation, time to spend with people that have known me my entire life. I'm really looking forward to it. I think they're all looking forward to it as well. And even though they've known me my entire life, just wait until they see all the things that I need to get through this current life. Just for example, what I do before I go to bed every night, I tape my mouth shut. Some of you listening on the radio are like, get started on that right now. But I tape my mouth shut so that I force myself to breathe through my nose, and it's really helped with my oxygenation. I wear a patch on my stomach that is bee venom. It's supposed to be lymphatic draining, and I believe it, so it must work. I sleep with an eye mask. I wear my mouth guard so my teeth stay straight. I wear compression gloves because it's good for my arthritis hands. And if I'm not sleeping at home, which I won't be because I'm going to be in Costa Rica, I need white noise in order to fall asleep. So I come with a bag of tricks, and I need to use those tricks in order to relax and get one with the universe so that I can sleep. Sleep is really tough for me. It's eluded me for big chunks of my life, and I actually convinced myself that I only need 5 hours. If I got 5 hours, I could pretty much survive and be productive. And since I got the Aura ring, which I talked about that in my first episode, I've been really tuned into the kind of sleep that I'm getting. It's not just that you're asleep, it's how long does it take you to fall asleep? What is your sleep quality like? Are you having any deep sleep? Are you having any REM sleep? Are you restless? What's your heartbeat doing? All of these things play into how rested you feel and revived you feel and restored you feel when you wake up. And my results aren't great, but when they are great, I definitely feel it. And I feel really light and can just put a lot of stock in how important sleep is. My husband and my youngest daughter could fall asleep at the drop of a hat. A little quiet and a comfortable spot, whether they're sitting up or laying down, out, asleep, deep. Myself and my older daughter, we struggle with sleep. We're quote unquote night owls, but even if we stayed up till 11 or midnight and didn't have to wake up until 8 the next morning, that's plenty of time. That's plenty, 8 hours of sleep. We still don't get it. We just struggle with deep sleep. And Grace, that's my oldest daughter, when she was a baby, we used to call her the snacker and the catnapper because she would literally take a little few sips of the bottle, take a little catnap, wake up, few sips, catnap. My younger daughter, Leah, would literally lay down for a nap, and we'd have to like pry her out of bed with an abalone knife. She would just be in it for the long haul if we didn't wake her up. So I think sleep is really personal. Obviously, it's very different between people, but my Aura ring has really helped to educate me on what that looks like. So I'm going to go to Costa Rica, get rejuvenated. Hopefully my friends don't make fun of me for all of my crazy stuff that I'm bringing along in order to facilitate my sleep. And I'll be back and back on the radio on the 21st. And until then, I just want you to know that if you need me, I'm here. I'm out there on social media. And if I can help you in any way, just reach out to me and let me know. I really want to thank you for joining me today. And let's just try to keep our minds in a good spot, try to be the change that we want to see in the world, and let's just continue to level up. Okay, here's another song that I'm going to play. It's going to make you cry. Well, it's not going to make me cry. It might make you cry. Actually, it's probably going to make both of us cry. It's called Be the Light, and it's by Thomas Rhett, but featured on the song are Reba, Keith Urban, Hillary Scott, and Chris Tomlin. So I don't know if you guys know this song, Be a Light, but I'm going to play it, and after this, you will know it.
A hand should slip free. In a time full of war, be peace. In a time full of doubt, just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me. In a time full of war, be peace. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light. In a place that needs change, make a difference. In a time full of noise, just listen. Cause life is but a breeze, better live it. In a place that needs a change. Slow it down.
Yeah, you only get one go round.
Cause the finish line is 6 feet in the ground.
In a race you can't win, just slow it down.
In a world full of hate, be a light.
Oh,
when you do somebody wrong, make it right.
Make it right.
Don't hide. Just see black and white. In a world full of hate, be a light.
That's a really good song. I remember I heard that on the radio, I don't know, a while ago, and I thought, wow, that's a cool song. And then with everything that's going on right now, when I was writing my script for the show, I was like, ooh, I gotta find that song. So I have my script for my show, and I kind of make notes and have different cues for myself just to keep it going. And I already had the ending for my show written when I was on, I think it was Instagram this morning, and I saw a post from my cousin in Ohio, Susan Craig, and she posted a Michael Franti song, and she said, you know, I'm going to play this on repeat all day. And if you don't know, Michael Franti is a Bay Area artist. I actually saw him in concert in Seattle, and he's barefoot. He puts on one of the most positive, energizing shows you'll ever see and you'll ever be a part of. He's just, wow, so good. But the song that she was playing is called Good Shit Happens. I hope I'm allowed to say that bad word on the radio. I guess I'll find out later. But I want to play it for you because it's really upbeat. And then I'll come back with my closing remarks. So here's Good Shh Happens by Michael Franti and Spearhead.
not seem that way today. I wish I could sleep in late, but I got these bills to pay. Now my car broke down today, and I tried to call AAA. Dropped my phone down on the pavement, a car ran over it, and then my day went. Damn, now here I am on the side of the road with my head in my hands. Then I just look up to see the sun is shining down on me. Sometimes gotta slow down to see all this life has given me. The best part of my day today was the fact that I woke up today. There's so much drama in this great big life, and I would never try to offer you advice. But if there's just one thing that I could share with you, is that bad shit happens, but good shit happens too. So let it happen to you. You know bad shit happens, but good shit happens too. So let it happen to you. So let the good times roll, let them into your soul. All that really matters is the love that you show. Let the good times roll, let them into your soul. Life goes quickly, so take it slow. I love my crazy days, even when the skies are gray, like fog on San Francisco Bay. I hope the wind blows my cares away, like the way that I miss you the days when I'm gone. The feelings I put in my words in this song feels like a million miles from home. When I wish I was with you, but I'm here alone. Damn, now here I am on the side of the road with my head in my hands. Then I just look up to see the sun is shining down on me. Sometimes you gotta slow down to see all this life has given me. But the best part of my day today was the fact that I woke up today. There's so much drama in this great big life, and I would never try to offer you advice. But if there's just one thing that I could share with you, is that bad shit happens, but good shit happens too. So let it happen to you. You know bad shit happens, but good shit happens too. So let it happen to you. So let the good times roll, let them into your soul. All that really matters is the love that you show. Let the good times roll, let them into your soul. Take it slow. Life goes quickly, so take it slow.
Were you guys dancing around to that one? I mean, how can you not move your feet when you listen to that song? Okay, so we've got just a few more minutes, and I just want to dedicate my final song to the Edwards family. They suffered a sudden, terrible loss this last week. And I'm going to play a song by Vince Gill. It's called Go Rest High on That Mountain. And I actually was fortunate enough to go to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville on my daughter's 21st birthday. Well, I didn't go on her birthday, but it was her 21st birthday trip. And I saw Vince Gill, and he sang this song by request from someone in the audience. And wow, it's an incredible song. So I'm going to play that for the Edwards family so they know that I'm thinking about them. And everyone, please just take care of each other. Take care of yourself first, of course, but take care of each other. This is, for some people, a very scary time, and we all need to be allies and stand in other people's shoes at least long enough to know what it feels like so that we can have some compassion and sympathy for, quote unquote, the other side. So let's go to Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
Oh, this sounds so yummy. No, you won't.
Okay, that was Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill. So the last song I'm going to play is called Love the One You're With by Jen Stills. She's the daughter of Stephen Stills, and she's going to play us out. This has been Level Up with Danny. I'm Danny Stockham. You're listening to KOWS LP 92.5 FM in Occidental, California. Love the One You're With. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration slips away.